Okay, so you're probably listening because you get it connecting with your audience, your customers, your community. It means really hearing them.
Yeah, not just like sterile surveys, but their actual voices, their stories. That's where the real insights are, right?
Exactly. And today we're diving deep into how to get more of that, specifically using video, with a platform called Vidlo. We've looked at some resources outlining ways to get your audience to actually hit record.
Right. And our mission really is to pull out the best, most actionable stuff from those sources. How do we help you get more video testimonials, feedback, whatever it is you need?
With less hassle, yeah,
Right.
for them and for you.
Precisely. So maybe let's start with weaving this into things you're already doing. Automation.
Okay, automating the campaign flow. So not making it this big separate push, but just part of the natural journey.
Yeah, exactly. You're already sending emails, messages. Why not add the video ask there? The sources give some good examples.
Like the welcome email. Someone just signed up, they're new.
Perfect time. Embed that Vidlo link, a simple, "Hey, we'd love to hear why you joined," or something like that. Catches that initial buzz.
Makes total sense. Ride that wave of excitement. And what about after they buy something? That post-purchase period feels crucial.
Oh, absolutely. The suggestion there is like, "Tell us how you're loving your product." And that bracketed part.
Personalization, crucial.
It is. Mentioning the specific thing they bought makes it feel way less generic, like you actually know who they are.
Yeah, that personal touch is huge. It's not just a random ask. And this isn't only for like product feedback, right? What about review requests?
Good point. Instead of just the usual write a review, offer video as an alternative. Prefer to speak, leave a quick video.
Caters to different people. Some folks just hate typing out reviews.
Exactly. And you often get, more emotion, more enthusiasm on video.
The sources also mention SMS, which is interesting. Using tools like PostScript or Klaviyo SMS, sending a Vidlo link, or even a QR code via text, that feels very direct.
Super direct. Think about text message open rates. They're huge.
Way higher than email sometimes.
Right. So getting that request right after purchase via text, it's immediate. Click a link, scan a code, record. Super easy while the experience is fresh.
And then there's embedding the campaign, like right on the website. Onboarding pages, welcome dashboards.
Yeah, capture them right when they sign up or log in after buying. Their engagement is probably peaking right then.
Yet that initial reaction, that authentic first impression.
And the great thing about all this automation is you set it up once.
And it just runs. Set it and forget it, kind of.
Pretty much. It becomes this consistent background hum, always collecting video without you constantly pushing. Saves a ton of time.
Okay, so automation integrates it into existing systems. But what about going where your audience already hangs out online?
That's the next big piece, yeah. Your community spaces. Think Facebook groups, forums, things like that.
Right. The sources suggested pinning a post in a Facebook group with the Vidlo link. Seems basic, but effective. Keeps it visible.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then maybe layer on top. Offer shout-outs within the group for people who submit videos or small incentives.
Taps into that community feel, that desire to be seen.
Totally. And crucially, show examples. If you get a great video, share it in the group. It shows others what you're looking for and honestly inspires them. Social proof.
Seeing others do it makes it feel less daunting. What about outside of closed groups, like general social media, stories, reels, TikTok, Twitter?
Yeah, all those visual platforms are prime territory. But the call to action needs to be sharp.
Like what?
Well, something like, "Want to get featured on our page? Record a quick video here link." Clear benefit for them.
Okay, or maybe more excitement.
Yeah. Calling all fans. Tell us your favorite memory product moment and win a prize. Again, using those brackets lets you tailor it.
And visually, you can't just drop a link, can you? Need something eye-catching.
Definitely not. Show clips from past videos, maybe a quick screen recording of how easy Vidlo is to use, something to stop the scroll.
Right, makes sense. Now, moving beyond just digital QR codes, this felt kind of back to basics, but smart.
It really is, especially if you have the Pro Vidlo account that generates them. It bridges that online-offline world surprisingly well.
So examples, like at an event, a trade show booth.
Perfect example. Slap a QR code on your signage, people scan it, share their immediate thoughts right there.
Or on product packaging, get feedback right when they unbox it.
Exactly. Talk about timely feedback. Super valuable.
And I liked the idea of putting them on like physical thank you cards or receipts. Feels a bit more personal.
It does add a nice touch. Or if you have a physical store, a pop-up, run classes, put the QR code right there at the counter. capture reactions on the spot.
And you can tie incentives to it too, right? The source mentioned something like...
Yeah, scan to record a video and get 10% off your next order combines the ease of the QR code with the direct reward. Pretty powerful combo.
Okay, so we've got automation, community engagement, social media, QR codes, quite a few angles. Are there any like overarching bonus tips that apply across the board?
Yeah, a few really important ones came through. First, clarity. Be super clear in your instructions.
Don't just say send a video. Tell them what to talk about.
Exactly. Tell us about X or share your thoughts on Y. Focus prompts get focused, usable answers, less rambling.
Makes sense. Keep it simple for them. And we touched on incentives.
Right. Even small rewards, features, shout-outs. They really can boost participation. Shows you value their time.
And then what you do with the videos, it's not just about collecting them.
No way. You got to showcase them. Put them on your website. Yeah. Share clips on social. Use them in emails. That's your social proof right there.
Shows it's worth doing. Encourages others. Creates a cycle.
A virtuous cycle, yeah. And one last thing to follow. Don't just ask once.
Ah, the gentle nudge.
Exactly. Setting a reminder maybe 2 or 3 days after the first ask. Sources said that can boost collection by like 30% or even more.
Wow, that's significant. Just for a quick follow-up. Often overlooked, probably.
Very often, but clearly effective.
So pulling it all together, the big idea seems to be make it incredibly easy, make it worthwhile, maybe even fun for people to share their voice on video.
That's the core of it. Integrate it smoothly, meet them where they are online and offline, guide them clearly, reward them, and show off their contributions.
It's about removing friction and adding value at every step.
Precisely. Automation for consistency, community for connection, QR codes for bridging worlds, and those key tips for maximizing impact.
So for everyone listening, thinking about all these different touch points, you know, the emails, the packaging, the events, where's the first place, the most immediate spot you could integrate something like this? Where could you start collecting those authentic voices?
Yeah, maybe thinking bigger.
Yeah.
How could really leveraging those voices, those real stories from your community or customers, how could that fundamentally change how you engage with them moving forward? Something to chew on.